In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Compassionate. They say falling in love makes a man good for nothing. Is this analogy true, or is it merely a myth? We will discuss this soon. But first, we will listen to today's story. I will tell you two stories today instead of one. The first story is that of a businessman. And the second is also of a businessman who fell in love. This true story is centuries old, when people rented camels and horses for their journeys. One such renter, a Muslim businessman, rented Imam Hussein some horses and camels for the journey to Karbala, and also accompanied him on this historic journey. He was aware that Imam Hussein is that person for whom his grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, would stay in the prostrating position when he climbed his shoulders during prayer. He knew that Imam Hussein intended to fight a battle of truth and justice versus falsehood with Yazid. Despite knowing all this, when the day of Ashura arrived, he saw Muslims being butchered, saw them laying their lives for Islam, saw the skies and sand redden with the blood of martyrs. He quickly demanded his money. Instead of joining hands with the Imam, the unfortunate renter said he feared that Imam Hussein wouldn't make it out of the battlefield alive, and thus he should be paid forthwith. Imam Hussein got off his horse and paid him more than the due amount. The renter took his camels, horses, and dinars and left the Imam. Despite being a Muslim, he didn't answer the call of the grandson of the Prophet. Surprising? Very surprising. The renter decided to do nothing. Most people become paralyzed under such situations, or I'd rather say, they choose to be paralyzed. Except for lovers. The reaction of a lover is unique indeed. Our second story is of a Christian businessman who fell in love. This man was Wahab ibn Abdullah. Wahab, after getting married, was on his way home, along with his wife and mother. He came across Imam Hussein's caravan, which was headed towards Karbala. After a brief meeting with Imam Hussein, he immediately became an adorer of the Imam. He understood what the Imam stood for. But even the Muslim renter understood that. The only difference was that Wahab was completely immersed in the love of the Prophet's grandson. Wahab abandoned his journey and joined the caravan of the Imam. Not only that, he even left his religion and became a Muslim at the hands of Imam Hussein. And he was among those who embraced martyrdom with Imam Hussein. His wife was one of the first women who were martyred by the Yazidis. While she was sitting with her husband's corpse, congratulating him on his martyrdom, those who were strangers a while back became winners after being immersed in love. They won Jannah from the chief of Jannah. They stood victorious in front of the Master of the Day of Judgment. They won the heart of the Master's beloved. What more could one ask for? And the one who was without love met a despicable end. On his way back from Karbala, the renter was attacked by dacoits who snatched everything, including his life. All his horses, camels, and dinars were gone. The things that he abandoned Imam Hussein for did not benefit him in any way. How close he was to his goal. And yet, he chose the fire of hell. Without love, we are paralyzed. Blind. Nay, we are dead. And with love, we travel the distance of decades within minutes, however far the goal may be. Whoever has done any work worth mentioning has done so out of love. The deeper the love, the bigger the work. But what is the end result of the work? Not every big work leads to good. The self-loving Yazid and Satan too did so-called big work. But what was the outcome? Fire. The outcome of any work born out of love depends on who the beloved is. The outcome is what the beloved wants it to be. This is the reason why Allah has asked us to love the Prophet and the Ahle Bayt of the Prophet. O Allah, shower your peace and blessings upon Muhammad and the pure progeny of Muhammad.